This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At a United Nations virtual climate action summit Saturday, some 70 heads of state, along with regional and city leaders and heads of major businesses, announced new measures aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions and ensuring that the warming of the planet is limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Britain announced it will cut emissions by 68% compared to 1990 levels within the next 5 years. The European Union committed to a 55% cut over the same time period. At least 24 countries announced new commitments to reach carbon neutrality. Finland said it plans to achieve net zero by 2035, Austria by 2040, and Sweden by 2045. Pakistan said it is giving up plans for new coal power plants. India will more than double its renewable energy target. China committed to increasing the share of non-fossil fuel in primary energy consumption to around 25% by 2030. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries. He said via video link, quote, "Can anybody still deny that we are facing a dramatic emergency?" He called on leaders worldwide to declare a state of climate emergency in their countries until carbon neutrality is reached. Guterres said economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represent an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future. But he warned that this was not happening fast enough. Pope Francis on Saturday committed Vatican City, the world's smallest state, to reducing its net carbon emissions to zero by 2050. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.